Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show as we are rolling around hour number two. One in the books, still two to go, so plenty of time for you to be a part of the show. And if you want to stop by and see us, stop by Twin Peaks 290 yesterday. Stop by 59 and Kirby Twin Peaks. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. Eats, drinks, scenic views, new menu items, and, of course, plenty of March Madness going on. It's fantastic. We're continuing to get the Whaley selfies of the day. And the king of the two-for-one is here, as we call out some of the suspects that are here. King of the two-for-one, which is two beers and a shot of Jaeger for every chance he gets. Well, he's right here for round two as P. Randizzle's in the house. My man Sly is in the house. Clarence is in the house. Pink Valkyrie's in the house. The suspects are coming out in droves. We love it.
I love it, man. This is great. We just got another Whaley selfie. Somebody, a Steven in front of his bracket, also a tragedy. So
that's fantastic.
I love it.
Kyle put multiple murders reported in downtown Houston, and then he put a selfie of himself smiling next to the Catherine Whaley tweet. So we're getting lots of them. If you want to do a Whaley selfie based on her slightly inconsiderate idea yesterday of giving all the ITC plume of smoke stay in place information and then followed it up at the end of the tweet with just a selfie of her to like, hey, have a nice day. Today, we just encouraged you to do your own Whaley selfie. Just grab some bad news in the city of Houston, or as Barry said, find an accident and then just take a selfie with it and just perk up everybody's day.
Did you see this? My buddy Michael Dayday, who we featured on the program as a comedian of the week, somebody put RIP John McCain, feel better, and it's somebody taking a selfie. Oh, I didn't even recognize her. Good Lord. She's been fixed a little. My God,
she's
that's awful.
She's working again, though, at least.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, before we went to break, I teased this. If you're a big Viacom Media Network fan, which means you're a big Comedy Central or Paramount Network or TV Land, BET. I know, Joel, you're a big BET Gospel.
I used to be Donnie Simpson in them. Don't worry about
BET it. BET Gospel. You're big into
no,
that.
No, not Gospel.
MTV, CMT, Tyler, Country Music Television. Nick's a big VH1 and Nickelodeon guy. All that's going away, potentially, if you're on AT&T and DirecTV, because apparently negotiations between AT&T and Viacom have broken down. AT&T is playing hardball and says that they plan to not have those stations on anymore on their network. And I'll be honest with you, the only one that pisses me off is Comedy Central. I don't even care about the rest of it, but not having Comedy Central on cable for free is a travesty.
Shocker that you would feel that way.
I know, but that's just that's a lot of programming.
Get it, but having been in a lot of negotiations over the years on stuff like this, I remember when one of the local TV stations would get into it with Comcast.
Right.
And at a certain point when they can't reach an agreement, and they did this before the Rockets were on AT&T Sportsnet too, where they couldn't reach a deal with Fox Sports Southwest.
Uh-huh.
And at a certain point, they just decided, okay, well, then until we can get to the table and get an agreement, you are no longer a part of our menu on our lineup. And people lost their mind. And
who's usually in the wrong here? is it usually the provider, or is it usually like Viacom? Is it not the provider? Is it usually the cable company like AT&T, or is it the Viacoms of the world that are trying to play hardball and be?
It really depends on the situation, because it could be, say, for instance, when the channel first got on, when they first started, say, Fox Sports Southwest, okay, or AT&T Sportsnet, they need people to view the channel, okay? So maybe right. The first contract, short term, we're not going to ask for any money from every sub you get, and okay. We're not going to ask for an upcharge for that sports channel. But if it starts to blow up and people start going, well, this is my home for Astros baseball and Rockets basketball, then the second go-round, they might come back and say, okay, now we want 5 to 25 cents per sub to get the channel. And then you get pushback. And that's when you start saying it's not either side's fault. You know, from the channel's perspective, they're going, hey, we flipped you a deal in the first go-round and didn't charge anything. Flip us a bone back, because now we've got some popularity and some viewership, and they might go, but it's not in our budget. So now you're looking at who's going to give in, who's going to give a little bit more so that you can find that common ground.
I kind of feel like AT&T is playing with fire a little bit here, because the cable company is becoming antiquated. The cable company is going to be the new newspaper if they don't get their stuff together, because right now you see the shift from newspapers to online content. And now you see newspapers being desperate, like we just talked about, where they're charging people to view their content online, where I can go to ESPN.com and get all the sports articles I want without having to pay for it. Now, ESPN Plus is different, but the basic stuff still exists. And if AT&T doesn't start to get their stuff together, I mean, the Hulus and the Netflixes and the YouTube lives of the world are taking over. And if they don't stop doing what they're doing and kind of get with that, and figure out how to compete, because getting rid of channels isn't going to keep you subscribers.
Right.
So you better figure out how to compete with these folks, and if it means paying Viacom what they want to be able to keep your programming, maybe you're going to have to do that.
And here's the other thing, getting back to your point about newspapers and the antiquated systems of them trying to get ad dollars and ad revenue too. As we get to more of a social media and electronic-driven media market, you have to find out better ways to maximize the dollars, get more people to sign on board, get people to sponsor your content so that you don't have to charge these fees, because that's kind of got to be the creativity of the sales staff within each of these organizations to say, hey, I've got to find a way to create a revenue stream that works for the advertiser but gives us enough revenue so that we don't have to put the onus on the user.
That's right.
Because if you put the onus on the user, as you said, they're going to find a different way to do it a different way, and they're going to move on.
Let me put it to you this way, in terms of what we do in this business right here. Could you imagine if, as in radio, we didn't do podcast, we didn't do online streaming, we just said, nope, the only way to get our content is radio, we would be dead in a matter of years. But now you can download the podcast and listen at your convenience. People are all about convenience now.
Sure.
So we have the stream where you don't have to have a terrestrial radio to be able to listen to our content. Yep. We have the podcast. So if you work during the day or you sleep during the day and work at night, you can still listen to your favorite programming at your leisure. And that's what people want. And you can actually choose now. Like, you don't have to just be like, well, this is the – I can pay for HBO Go and not have to get Showtime or anything else in cable. And if they don't get with something like that soon,
think about
it. Be in trouble.
Think about, with all the listeners that we have that, like you said, follow us, listen to us either via live on the app, or they do it with all the different means that you said. And think about every time they clicked on it, they got a little Venmo opportunity and said, well, if you want to hear today's usual suspects, it'll be $3.25.
Nobody's
paying for that. You can Venmo. Right. No one's doing it.
I wouldn't pay $3 to listen to our own show.
Oh, I think it's worth way more than that. You're right.
I'd pay 7 cents to listen to our show. 7 pennies. 7 cents, and I would listen to this. That's it.
That's nice. At least it's a good lucky number in 7. We'll take that. But, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's why these people in the higher-ups with the higher tax brackets than us have to put their heads together and figure it out. Like, say, how can we create a different revenue stream or a different way to budget so that we aren't putting the onus on the listener or the user or the social media person? Because guess what? Like you said, all you got to do is Google it, and you'll find the information a different way. There's there's enough ways out there and enough means necessary that if your sites pay, some other person is offering it up for free.
Yeah. I don't know. You hope that everybody continues to evolve. I just feel like you've got, you know, corporate execs and greedy guys that are like, well, this is how we've always done it. Well, and that's why, you know, things like newspaper are going away. You better evolve.
Do you remember this? But until recently when the Kron started doing a lot more to try and generate the revenue electronically, they were going to half pages in the newspaper. When they were still delivering or buying the newspaper, to save paper, they were cutting it, and there would be half a page.
Really?
Yeah, and in other cases, if they had content on one page, and then you turn the half a page, if there was nothing else to save the ink, it would just be blank.
Wow.
Because the newspapers were getting so down to the bottom of the barrel in terms of resources,
yeah,
that's what it had come to.
Wow.
That's why most of the news sources that are trying to get this money are still like the main newspapers in the major cities in the United States.
That's interesting. We'll see how that goes. I tend to think in the long run they're going to have to give in to Viacom. That's too much programming to just exclude. But Pink Valkyrie came over a little bit ago at our last break and warned me that my show tonight, I might be late because I'm heading to Seabrook, and apparently a big chunk of 146 is closed.
Okay.
So
I warned you. I thought you were going to be at Plume Central.
Yeah, and the Bolt House is apparently right next to 146 and NASA Parkway. I may not even be able to get there on time. So this is going to be interesting. I don't know what's closed yet. If only there were traffic people in town that could tell me.
I'll pull it up on Waze.
No,
Barry, the traffic people are busy taking selfies and and giving you information on news stories. Don't worry about all that. None of the important stuff, like actually giving you traffic information, should be pertinent.
No, of course not. Just death and selfies. That's my motto.
And who you're wearing.
Right. Oh, is she who I'm wearing kind of guy?
Kind of. You know, okay. Like, look at me and look at what I'm wearing. Don't worry about the travesty that's happening in Deer Park.
Juan Gonzalez said he would Venmo me for Lawn Talk. I love you, Juan. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That should be the pay portion of this show is Lawn Talk.
Just do a t-shirt.
I would make all the money and you guys wouldn't.
Just do a t-shirt.
Lawn Talk
Lawn
t-shirt?
Talk. Yeah. And on the back you can just put, if you don't like it, suck it, bitch.
Look what Pink Valkyrie did.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
# Whaley selfie. Florida man sentenced to jail and moral therapy for attacking a minion. And then she put her selfie there. That is outstanding.
She takes directions.
Oh, you started that. See, you're just trying to blend the two, Joel.
I am, because I knew it would make you happy, and you'd let it go.
You're not letting it breathe.
Okay, so hopefully you're breathing. On an F Yeah Friday, by the way, we've got another clip coming up from our Comedian of the Week. Speaking of weather and traffic together, but the storm report will be coming up with the second Stormy Daniels comedy bit coming up right here after the break, and then we're going to continue to roll on. We are live right now, 59 and Kirby location of Twin Peaks. Great place to play hooky from work. Check out some hoops, eats, drinks, scenic views. The corner slot at the bar is taken, at least in one location, by Sly and the Family Stone, but others are available, so come on in and see us. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good morning, Matt. How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled?
Coming right up.
I know that knock.
What? Who is it?
It's Janelle. It's Ryan's girlfriend.
Oh, you should let her in.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
I can more than handle that bitch. Just do it.
It's your funeral.
Who the f*** are you and what are you doing in my boyfriend's house?
I'm Vicky. I live here.
Where's Ryan?
He's still sleeping. We had a long night, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Aw, you know when he puts on those little silk boxers and lights the candles? He's ready to party. I wore him out. He's still resting.
F*** you, bitch!
Oh my God!
Obviously, she has a career and a future in comedy.
Oh my God, Nick. That was outstanding. Our comedian of the week is Stormy Daniels, who made her comedy debut this week at the Joke Joint here in Houston and about to, and launched her tour. And so I asked Nick to get me some, since we I had no clips of her doing comedy, just some stuff from her previous work. And wow, she can scramble some eggs.
Oh boy!
Did you hear when it really sounded like she was scrambling them hard?
She was scratching the utensil on the pan.
Yeah, she was.
The
she
music's was. The kicker, though. It's just
mid
sentence and
that was the most porn-ish music in porn I've ever heard. That was
that's
outstanding. Oh, good job, Nicholas. Well done, my friend.
For all of you looking for a reason to take a selfie for Catherine Whaley, my wife's station is tweeting out that a dike wall at ITC has partially collapsed. So the shelter-in-place issue for the neighborhood of San Jacinto, Texas State Historic Site is on. So look for Catherine's tweet coming in the next probably hour or so. But not good news if you're hoping that that whole situation would start to get resolved around the ITC site.
Let's be real. You just wanted to say dyke on the air.
No, but it was part of the actual tweet,
was
so
it?
I read it. Yeah.
Okay. I just
and
figured.
Her boss retweeted it, so there you go. And now we'll see how the feedback comes because Lisa's boss also said you can watch all the coverage, and if it's live on CBS, there's going to be some football fans that aren't going to be real happy.
Are they going to interrupt programming?
Now, they did yesterday. They
yeah,
covered
I know.
The, yeah, but I don't know if they would do it again today because, again, a higher tax brackets than us.
Yeah, not
did
a
not
smart
think
move.
About it like we did and said, "Well, you just do it online live and put a crawl on there." But we'll see how they do it.
Not a smart move. I'm trying to catch up here. Tennessee and Colgate. Do we have any results from the day? I feel like we should give the people some results.
I know Oklahoma had a big win, but we can get to some of the scores as they come in. Tennessee right now is up. It looks up by 5.
Here we go. Here's some scores. Right now, Tech up 60-48 on Northern Kentucky with 6:50 left. Kansas State up on UC Irvine 37-35. Tennessee up on Colgate 20-15. Virginia and Gardner-Webb just tipped off. Iowa beat Cincinnati, so there's an upset already.
Yeah, a little bit.
79-72. And Oklahoma beat Ole Miss 95-72.
A lot of people had Ole Miss in that game.
Did they?
Did not, yeah.
I did. Because they were 8-8,
yeah.
Higher.
That's what you do.
Higher
yeah.
seeded
That's
than
what
9.
You do.
Yeah,
yeah. Can I ask you about this? I saw
okay.
this, and I actually saw it right before I left for work, and I was like, "Oh, Barry's going to have a field day with this one."
Uh-oh.
Cam Newton made an appearance on The Late Show with James Corden.
Okay.
So he decided, and I direct quote: "In March, I hope this is an adult crowd. It looks like it is. I decided no climax." Straight up, I'm going through a transition right now, like where, oh, my God, I wanted it to be challenging. I'm coming off shoulder surgery, so I decided to make my mind stronger, so I'm going to abstain from having sex for a month.
What?
Yep. So he says.
Now, so his quote was no climax, but you can still have sex. Well, it's not fun, but you can still have sex without.
He said during the month of March, he's going to take a vow of chastity, which means he's going to abstain. Okay, but because he did actually start by saying it looks like no climax. I don't know if that's the kind of catchy way to try and get people
no climax,
in on it. Yeah, no climax March, you know,
that's
as
dumb.
Some of the other things that they do with, like, no shave Movember.
Right.
No climax March. You guys have at it.
No, thanks.
But he said, I wanted it to be challenging. I'm coming off shoulder surgery. It makes my mind stronger. And I will be mentally stronger when the season comes around.
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's other things you could do. Like, do a crossword puzzle if you're trying to get mentally tough.
Read the dictionary.
Why are you not? Yeah, why? Not having sex isn't going to make you mentally tough. It's going to make you angry.
Read the news on non-pay sites.
Yeah, that's a dumb idea by Cam. I don't like that at all. I'm out on the whole no climax for the month idea. Yeah, I'm out on that.
He's going to give it a go.
That's awful.
Yeah. So, see how that goes for him.
He really thinks that this is going to benefit him.
Evidently. It's going to make his mind stronger. Come the season. Well, you see what I did there. But when the season starts, he is going to be sharp. Maybe on edge.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe his center should be aware of the fact that this could get ugly.
I don't know. A month is a long time.
Cam gets behind center for the first time. Oh, hey. It's not March anymore.
That's a long time to go.
And he said he didn't want to take the shortcut and do February, which was 28 days. He wanted to take the long way.
So 31 days in March, huh? Well, that's dumb, but good for him. Yeah, I'm out on that idea. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it is a very bad idea.
I mean, look, sometimes when you're single, you're forced into that. And you have a dry spell of many months. But no, what guy's choosing that as a – I'm a millionaire athlete in my prime. I'm not skipping sex for a month. That's a bad idea. That's why you become a millionaire athlete. Like, literally, that's the main reason. I'm not passing that up.
I'm with you.
I'm not passing
now,
that up.
You mentioned the single guy. I mean, but some single guys don't have the luxury of having a guy that they work with that suggests on work time that they can actually scan adult sites for information for content, and it becomes a win-win.
Because he's saying no climax, so that means not just sex, but
evidently,
self-pleasure.
That might be why he mentioned it, because it's not
just sex.
Just sex.
Self-pleasure as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really out
no,
on that.
No tip of the iceberg type thing. You know, yeah.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, when you have the white caps. It's not, just
what?
Out. Never mind.
I'm so confused right now. I know there's a euphemism in there somewhere.
Sure, but don't worry. Don't dig too hard. That's Cam Newton's offseason for you, in a nutshell, as well as shoulder surgery. See how that goes for him and everybody involved.
Here's some sad news. Maybe we should take a selfie of me with this article.
Okay.
But country singer Justin Carter died a couple days ago, accidentally shot himself with a gun that was being used in a music video as a prop.
Oh, no.
Now, he's a local guy. Justin Carter was living here in Houston, 35 years old. ABC 13 reported it. So I'm sure there's a selfie of Catherine Whaley at the scene where he shot himself, you know, taking pictures of herself.
In a cowboy hat.
Yeah. But he had signed it. A lot of people said he was the next Garth Brooks. And I went online to read about it because I had never heard of him. Justin Carter is the name again. But he was doing some interesting stuff. Like, it was a mix of, like, country and trap music.
Really?
It was very interesting. I kind of dug it a little bit. But, pretty sad news out of Houston, the Houston music scene. Justin Carter killed himself accidentally with a prop gun from a video shoot.
So if you're the person staging the props and the set for the video shoot, you're not checking the guns?
Well, see, I don't know the details behind that.
I'm just saying, in a normal setup, and I want to use this carefully, in a shoot, meaning a video shoot.
Yes.
But I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm being serious. In a video shoot, you do have someone on site when they're putting everything together for the props, the costumes, and everything like that. You would think that they just flat out don't have to be that real.
Well, but you're assuming that, I mean, a lot of times, though, in a movie, they'll have blanks in the gun.
Uh-huh.
But, like, they also have just fake bullets just to, like, load up. But I don't know what the circumstances behind the video was, but if there was no shooting to be done, you wouldn't need to load the gun with anything. So maybe it was his gun, or maybe he borrowed it. I don't know. I don't know the circumstances around it. But it doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a fake gun involved in the shoot.
Okay.
So I don't know. But
for whatever reason, a sad story.
Yeah, very sad. So I'm gonna tweet a link out of that, and hopefully Catherine Whaley will see it and take a selfie with it.
Yeah, and maybe your other girl, what was her name, Bruh? Bree?
Bree.
Yeah, maybe Bree will just put green check marks by all the information and retweet that as
well. Very well could be.
Brian McTaggart has come out with your Astros-Rays pitching matchups for the opening week of the season. No surprise here. Game one is Verlander and Snell.
No surprise at all.
Great matchup. Game two will be very interesting as Garrett Cole takes on Charlie Morton. Then at game three, and his third starter, A.J. Hinch, has gone with Colin McHugh against Glasnow. And game four of the series, Brad Miley against?
Wade Miley.
I'm sorry, Wade Miley against?
Uh-huh.
Opener.
Oh,
so they're still not done with it.
Ah, nice.
So they use the starters they have, and then they're going back to the opener. Brad Miley, where did I get that from?
I don't know.
He's maybe a golfer. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on.
We have a developing situation on Twitter. Oh. Never mind.
Or developing situation in your typing.
Spelling.
Mr. Spelling. All right. We'll fill you in that and a whole lot more. We've got plenty more to get to. It's the second half of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You ain't got none if you come to battle with a shotgun. But if you do,
you're a fool because I do to the death. Kane is in the building there.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's an FBF Friday. If you missed any of the early portions of the show, you don't know that our comedian of the week is none other than Stormy Daniels, who,
yeah,
if you missed it, she made her comedic stand-up comedy debut here in Houston on Wednesday night.
At the Joke Joint.
Your home base.
That's right, my home club.
So we decided, hey, let's give her some exposure different way.
Oh, boy.
And give her some play. So she's got one more clip coming up at 3:15. If you missed any of that, rather entertaining, shall we say. Also, want to remind you football fans out there that have little ones, if you've ever had your child dreaming of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson, yeah, now's your chance. Kids in grades 1st through 8th can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp in partnership with First Community Credit Union. Powered by Reliant on May the 11th at Episcopal High School. Head to ESPN975.com to register to win a spot for one lucky kid to join Deshaun and Houston area coaches for great small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. Tyler on site as we roll on an FEF Friday here on The Usual Suspects from the Kirby and 59 location of Twin Peaks. We'll take you till 4. And then part of the Bearathon, Barry will also join Fred up until 7 to do the Blitz. And I heard from a source,
uh-oh,
you get to have a little fun on the Blitz today, don't you?
I do. I get to do the opener.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty stoked about that.
This time you won't get in trouble for it.
Is on.
Yeah, this time you won't get in trouble for it, right?
I know. Yes, exactly.
That's the best part of it.
Yeah, last time we got in trouble. This time,
because we were too good at it.
That's right. We nailed it. Did you see where Paul Goldschmidt got a contract extension with the Cards?
I did, and I guess there's a part of what are you calling that again? Astros Twitter.
Okay.
There was a part of Astros Twitter that was hoping it was a one-and-done deal with the Cards and that the hometown kid would consider coming back home and finishing his career in Houston. But at that price, pretty glad that he just sewed that thing up.
26 mil? You don't feel like he was worth it? Is it his age? Because I tell you what,
it is.
From a production standpoint,
no,
he's worth
it.
Every penny of that and probably more.
His age.
His age?
I'm thinking based on all the things we've talked about in the last week or so.
Okay.
In terms of as you get further along in your career and you're looking for, because they said he was looking for that one big deal that he really felt like he never got, especially with this new uptick in salaries.
Uh-huh.
So that he was looking for a big deal. And with the core four you have and all the salary, the two pitchers and the core four, you have so many salaries you had to take care of. I just didn't think they could fit him in.
Well, I would agree with that. But I don't think that it was too much money or his age was an issue, because if you think about it, a lot of the guys that they have locked up are going to be 30, 31 when it's time for another renewal. So you're talking about a guy who, you know, still has 5 or 6 good years left. So I think it's about the right kind of contract. You don't want to really get a guy after 35, 36 years old. He'll be 36 when this contract is up or this extension is up. So I think the Cardinals did the right thing by getting him locked in for 5 years. Any more, and I would have been hesitant. But I think that it was smart of them to do that
for
the next
5 years. And
also,
when you make a deal like that for a player of that ability,
you should, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that for the prospects and everything you gave up, that you lock him up and it's not just a one-and-done situation. So good for the Cardinals for being able to do that as well.
But it's really interesting, man, because there's so many renewals that are happening. It feels like more than normal. It's like everybody got paid because of Machado and Bryce Harper, and now all the stars in baseball are like, oh, no, you got to give me mine too. Chris Sale is now negotiating a deal with the Red Sox for an extension to carry him through for several years. It's going to be 30 mil a year. So a lot of negotiations going on that I think the market is pushing, and guys are trying to get their money now because I have a feeling that these long contracts are going to go away.
And we said it could be a new trend in a lot of ways because the Bregman deal set off the Snell deal, set off the White Sox taking care of their top prospect before he even reached the big leagues. So they're locking prospects up. They're trying to do the right thing and be up front in situations to try and earn brownie points with the player, with his agent. Maybe that helps in other deals with that agent as well. And good news from the Astros front. We mentioned yesterday Springer was in the Chronicle and with other sources talking about the fact that, hey, he's had some discussions with the Astros. He and his agent would be open to an extension at the right time and talking about it. That's good news. Now coming out of the Athletic and Ken Rosenthal, the Astros are trying to open up talks with both Verlander and Cole in hopes of getting extensions with one or both before the season ends. You know, more power to them if they're able to do it. But if they are able to do it, now when you're talking about Jeff Luhnow, that, as I mentioned, after he got Bregman done, look, there's still more work to be done. But if he gets that done, that's just fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. And hey, like I said, if they get one of those locked up, that's great. If they get both of them locked up.
I think you and I are both in the camp of, because of, again, younger and bigger upside in terms of the overall is Gerrit Cole.
Oh, yeah.
And because the wild card is you don't know what Verlander's looking for and what Cade Upton's going to want, because in the past her career was going to dictate to some degree where he played. But if you know you got someone like Gerrit Cole and you know that he likes Houston, he said that he wants to be a part of this thing going forward, that would be great to lock him up as soon as possible.
Yeah, SpotTrack has his value at $23 million a year. So if you're going to lock him up through the prime of his career for the next 6 years, it's going to cost you about $138 million over six to do that for Gerrit Cole.
Do it right now.
I would do that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would do that too.
I'm just happy they're talking.
That's a big thing, man. But like I said, this organization has really done well in taking care of their players. So they continue to show that, and even opening those channels of dialogue is a big deal that they used to not do. So.
And also to your point, the organization had kind of a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they knew Drayton was cheap. They knew that from a general manager's standpoint, they were going to play it to the book, to a T, to make sure they weren't going to overpay. They were going to maybe keep a player down a little bit longer so they didn't have to pay before they had to. Now you're in a situation where you're seeing that the new ownership is all about making sure that they stay competitive and they take care of their best players.
Yeah.
Their general manager doing the same thing. And in unison, it always helps when the ownership and the general manager are on the same page. It looks like from an Astros fan perspective, you can lock up the core four, some of your best pitchers, including Presley already, and really look at you've got the right people in charge now.
Yeah,
making decisions.
You've got a young bullpen. You've got some youngsters coming up that they're going to join the rotation. You still got Lance McCullers in his prime. I tell you what, it's a very positive thing to be in the Astros organization or be a fan of the Astros right now.
Just night and day from where it was.
Boy.
And that's such a refreshing thing for Astros fans. Sure, it was refreshing and great when you got the championship, the World Series that you were longing for so many years. But the fact that now you know going forward, it wasn't a Florida Marlins situation where you go out and you get players like you trade for a Verlander, and then when the time comes, you just fire sale everybody because you can't afford to do it long term.
Yeah.
The fact that they're looking at long term ways to make sure you keep this core unit together is just got to be absolutely fantastic for Astros fans.
Indeed it is. So I got heat for this. I don't know, Nick, how much time do we have left in the segment?
We got a couple minutes.
So I wanted to talk about this breakfast cereal bracket, and you giving me crap for it online. Do we have time, or should we just save that?
Nick giving you crap about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can save it for the next segment.
Okay, we'll just save it for the next segment because Tracy tagged us on it, and
yep.
SB Nation put it out, but it's a breakfast cereal bracket. As you know, every year during March Madness have different brackets. My favorite was 1 year Shock and I on the Sunday show did a meta bracket. It was all of the best brackets in a bracket.
Okay.
And then we figured out what the best bracket idea was. But this is the breakfast cereal bracket. So when we come back, I'll give you the 16 teams that remain. And then I want to hear your final four, your final two, and who you think wins the bracket. All right?
I got into the game a little late with you guys, but I did respond. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that.
We're going to cover that. I'll give you all 16 of the cereals that exist. And Nick, we'll get your final four, your final two, and your winner as well.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what an idiot you are because of it. Because Nick made fun of me.
Wait, you and Nick are going to get into it on something?
I don't know. I'm going to try to be civil, but, you know, I just want to point out he fired the first shot.
Try. You mentioned try. So there's your out right there. Yes. All right, so stay tuned for that and a whole lot more. We continue with hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, F Yeah Friday. F is for fun. It is all about the hoops today. It's March Madness. We are at the Kirby and 59 location of Twin Peaks. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will take you home till 7. Shout out to the Rosa family, owners of a lot of the Twin Peaks here in Houston, listening, saying, coming in loud and clear, all the way on our way to Dallas. As we appreciate you guys very much, and we appreciate you because of you guys, we are here at Twin Peaks having a great time. Again, it's the Twin Peaks tour during March Madness. So yesterday it was 290, today at Kirby, and then next week we're going to hit up both the I-10 locations and the Shenandoah location. So we're going to be moving around, making sure everybody gets a chance to hang out with us and watch some hoops.
Yes, indeed. I'm trying to get through the text line. It's mostly just people sending their Florida headlines, which is what I said I didn't want. So you know what's going to happen?
I told you it was going to happen.
I'm deleting all the text. Nobody's text gets read. Everybody's
out. Let's
get
to the important stuff. You and Nick and
everybody
this bracket.
Can kiss my ass on the text
Let's
line
Let's get
today.
To this bracket.
All right. Let's get to the bracket.
Yes.
This breakfast cereal bracket challenge. So there's 16 cereals listed. I'm going to give you the left side of the bracket first.
Yep.
Nicholas, pay attention. And then I want your the two teams that advance from this side for you.
All right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, you ready, Nick?
I'm ready.
I'm going to go in order of seeding as well. First seed is Lucky Charms, then Honey Nut Cheerios, then Cinnamon Toast Crunch as a 3 seed, Apple Jacks a 4, the 5 is Fruit Loops, Golden Grahams is 6, Raisin Bran 7, and Wheaties 8. So who are you advancing, Joel, to the final two?
I responded to your tweet. The 4-5 matchup, I think, is the best matchup for me.
Which is Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops.
Yeah, and I think that the winner of that game, that play, that big of a fan of both those cereals. I understand that some people like the cinnamon. I think the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good, so, and Golden Grahams are good. But I'm going with Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops, and the winner's going to represent.
Represent on that side. Okay.
Yep.
Nick, of those 8, who do you have advancing?
In my final 4?
Yes.
I've got Lucky Charms, Honey Nut Cheerios, Rice Krispies, and Captain Crunch.
No, just on that side. We haven't done the other side yet.
So the left side, Lucky Charms, and Honey Nut Cheerios.
And Honey Nut Cheerios. Now, I advanced Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms. Why did you make fun of me for advancing Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Truthfully, I think a 3 seed for Cinnamon Toast Crunch is too high to begin with.
Whoa, you're on crack. That's the most ridiculous thing
I've
ever heard.
That should be like a 7 seed or something like
Bro,
that.
Bro, you advanced Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, why not?
That is old people's cereal.
It's
you might as well,
it's amazing.
You might as well just put Grape Nuts into the finals. What are you talking about with Honey Nut Cheerios?
Why is it a 2 seed then?
Be healthy, be happy. Are you worried about your heart, Nicholas?
Look,
why are you at Honey Nut Cheerios? Get out of here with this old ass cereal.
I mean, I don't have it like winning garbage. The whole thing, but I have them beating Raisin Bran for sure.
I'm surprised you didn't advance Raisin Bran.
I do like
y'all help me poop diet.
I do like the cereal
going.
With fiber. Like I'll have fiber one every.
Yeah,
every
night.
Can I ask both you guys a question?
Okay.
Obviously, based on your choices, right?
Yeah.
You guys are both Lucky Charms fans. I've never liked that cereal. I never thought it was great. I'm not a fan of it.
Love
you both
Lucky Charms.
Like Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms is legit. Now a little more Charms would be nice. A little more of the marshmallows.
The marshmallows,
but. What I would do is, I don't know if you did this trick, Nick, but when I was a kid, what I would do is I would scoop out half of the Lucky That way it's mostly charms.
I've done that before.
I would throw all the other stuff in the garbage, and then my mom would come in and be like, oh, you just have the marshmallows left. Yeah, that's it.
I would just pick out extra ones from the box is what I would do.
Oh, and then just leave the nasty stuff for your siblings?
See, I'm with you, Nick, because I did that to my sisters, and we'll get to that on the other half of the bracket because I do have to call BS on some of the entries on that side.
Yeah, so okay. So, Nick, you've got Lucky Charms and Honey Nut Cheerios, old-ass cereal-eating Nick advancing.
Yeah.
Joel, you have Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
That's a weird pairing, but okay.
Yep.
And then I'm going Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Lucky Charms. 1 through 8. Seed.
Looks like we've completely lost the suspects. Cannot hear the suspects at all. They are live at Twin Peaks. Are you there, guys?
Uh-oh. No. Well, yes, okay, we're here. Are you here?
I cannot hear you. Now I can hear you.
Okay, we're back.
All right, cool.
All right, good deal. So here's the right side of the bracket,
yep.
1 through 8. Number 1, Frosted Flakes. Number 2, Captain Crunch. Number 3 seed, Honey Smacks. Number 4 is Cocoa Puffs. Number 5, Frosted Mini Wheats. Number 6, Fruity Pebbles. Number 7, Trix. And number 8, Rice Krispies. Joel, what two cereals from that are you advancing to the finals on the right side of the bracket?
Fruity Pebbles on the bottom half.
Okay.
In a lower seed, advancing.
Okay.
And I'm going to go against what you had just said to open up the entire thing. Frosted Flakes was a go-to in my house. I loved them. So I'm going to say that Frosted Flakes and Fruity Pebbles end up on that side of the bracket.
Okay. That's not terrible.
Okay.
Frosted Flakes, I think, is high. I feel it's a bit overrated.
It doesn't have a lot of the zip to it with fruit flavors or candy or marshmallows
it's a
or anything.
Sweet, yeah, but I feel like when you start involving bran flakes in the cereal – as part of it, even if you have sugar on it, it's a little much for me. But
see, like Frosted Mini Wheats is old people food to me.
Absolutely.
I don't think that should be in there.
Great,
but
yeah.
The BS that I wanted to call is you get the general Captain Crunch,
okay.
Which is, again, what you're talking about. It
right.
sucked because it was just plain. But if you go Peanut Butter Crunch or my favorite, Crunch Berries, because I used to pull the Nick on my sisters with the Crunch Berries. I'd take all the Crunch Berries out of the box and put them in my bowl and leave them essentially with Captain Crunch and told them to suck it because I love the Crunch Berries. So if you could get the different versions of Captain Crunch, the peanut butter and the Crunch Berries, I think that
would be what you would advance.
Those two being in the NIT pissed me off.
Okay, so you're advancing Frosted Flakes
and Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to advance Captain Crunch. And I feel like a lot of people sleep on Trix, but I'm not going to advance them.
You're a plain Crunch guy?
No.
Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll eat Captain Crunch, yeah. I'm going to advance Captain Crunch and Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Nick,
I'm going to advance Rice Krispies and Captain Crunch.
Rice Krispies?
Yep.
Wow. You really are bad at this.
How did you
that
become
is awful?
How did
it's
the youngest guy on our show? I know, but you became the most healthy, like bland cereal chooser. Rice Krispies, you got to throw sugar on them.
Yeah, you got to put honey on it.
Just put, like,
but it
bananas
tastes fantastic.
In them or something to zip them up.
But it would taste great.
Honey?
Yeah,
you
why
put
not?
Honey in your cereal?
Why not?
Nah, come on.
I feel like you hate them, like America and puppies and like old ladies. If you put honey in your cereal, that's a communist act, really.
No, it's not.
I'm kind of with you.
This is why Trump wants to build the wall, because people are putting honey in their cereal.
It tastes amazing.
This is awful. Honey in Rice Krispies. That's stoner food.
But that's
that
the
is
point.
Definitely Nick getting high and going, you know what? All I have left is this honey and these Rice Krispies, and oh, my God, this sounds amazing. I'm going to have
it. But that in itself, what you just said, is the reason why Rice Krispies shouldn't advance, because you have to doctor it up.
Right.
It's not just
right.
the cereal.
I feel like, Nick, like if Grape Nuts was on here, those would be advancing. If Kix was on here, that would be advanced.
But you got to understand that Rice Krispies is facing.
He's paying a recruit. He's paying a recruit that's going to be later found to be illegal because he's improving the team by going outside with adding honey.
This is awful. Awful.
Frosted Nick. Flakes.
That was
I just think it's overrated. That's the reason why I advanced rice.
I'm with you. It's a little overrated. Overrated. Okay. So who do you have winning your. Who's your final two matchup, Joel?
I think it comes down to
You had Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops on the left facing who'd you have?
I think it's going to be Fruity Pebbles against Fruit Loops.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go with Man, see, here's the thing, because the Fruity Pebbles were great because they flavored it flavored the milk
more,
whereas the Fruit Loops held the, just in the cereal.
Yeah, they held up their crunch.
Yeah,
defensively, they were pretty solid.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the upset win, the underdog victory. I'm gonna take Fruity Pebbles to win it all.
Okay, so you got a sixth seed winning it all.
Yeah,
I have Cinnamon Toast Crunch facing Captain Crunch in the finals, the Battle of the Crunches. I have Cinnamon Toast winning it all because there's nothing better on this planet for breakfast than Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk. After you eat all
the
cereal.
The milk is a key factor.
After you eat all the cereal, that sweet Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk is the best. You can't beat that. That's championship material. So, Nick, who you got?
And that's why you're a dumbass. Because Lucky Charms is without a doubt the number one cereal in the history of cereal.
Child, please.
No.
Dominate.
No.
Oh, Lucky Charms up against Captain Crunch all day.
I gave you credit, Nick, because I thought you were going to put Raisin Bran against, like, Rice Krispies with honey. But in the meantime, I will give you credit for at least taking a very popular kiddie cereal.
Look, we're coming off the weight
loss
challenge.
So you have Lucky Charms.
Oh, I see what you did.
So you have Lucky Charms winning it all.
Oh, yeah. It's the champion. It's the heavyweight, undefeated, undisputed champion.
Yep. Lucky Charms is the best cereal on the planet, according to Nick Sherrara. And here I thought you knew what you were talking about. That's awful. I mean, I get you took a one seed because that's the easy route, but I don't know about that. By the way, I just got to give a shout out to Fred Fowler. He promised me yesterday for filling in. While Lance was out just driving around the city, just gallivanting around. Fred promised to bring me a bottle of whiskey. He has delivered. He brought me a bottle of Whitmire's Texas Peach. No. Huh?
That could open the floodgates.
Good stuff. Tyler's confirming that this is good stuff.
It's got peach.
Whitmire's Texas peach flavored whiskey. I'm pumped about this. So shout out to Fred Fowler for that. Thank you. All right, that's it.
It's got peach.
Okay. Yeah,
who'd you say won? And who did you pick in your bracket?
I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Winning it all?
Okay. Yeah, you had
Fruity Pebbles,
and Nick had Lucky Charms.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so there is our bracket in a nutshell. Absolutely.
I do want to say this before we go. Tyler had the best idea of all. If Cookie Crisp, who wasn't on the board.
No doubt.
I think Cookie Crisp wins this.
Yep.
But they weren't even invited to the tourney, which is it's a Travis Sham mockery.
The NIT really would have been the greatest bracket in the world to be a part of because you had
Cookie Crisp, peanut butter crunch.
You had Crunch Berries, you had Cookie Crisp. Yeah. Cookie Crisp should be in a play-in game.
Easily.
They should at least be in a play-in game.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We are live from the Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Stop in and see us. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. ESPN 97.5. In your face, living in and out of a big fat suitcase. Bonafide box, step aside my Johnson. Yes, I could. In the woods of Wisconsin. I wake up the cake, get the lake, she's kissing me.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.